From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. LeBron is LeGone, and really I needn't say much more than that. But with us to bring in a little insight into what happened and why with Miami Heat star LeBron James going back to the Cleveland Cavaliers is sports columnist Armando Seguero of the Miami Herald. Armando, what's your take?
Well, my take is that he made a decision of the heart. Home tugged at his heartstrings, and it tugged hard enough to get him back to Cleveland. Even when, if he had made the decision with his head, he might very well still be a player for the Miami Heat. Think about it. The coach for the Cleveland Cavaliers has never coached in the NBA. They have a rookie general manager. Their roster is okay, but they've got to do some major moves to make it comparable to what the Heat had last year when they were in the finals, and indeed the last 4 years when they were in the finals. Also, their owner happens to be a guy that, you know, outright insulted LeBron James in 2010 when LeBron left, called him a coward for not inferred it, said it outright. And that's how that guy reacts when adversity strikes. On the other hand, you've got the Miami Heat that offered Pat Riley, who is, you know, by all accounts, a basketball and NBA championship savant. He wins titles. You had Dwayne Wade on the roster already. You had Chris Bosh on the roster already. You had a coach in Eric Spoelstra who had won two championships with LeBron, a known variable for LeBron, and yet all of that, all those things that pointed to LeBron staying did not outweigh the idea of, I want to be home, I want to play for the hometown team.
So money was not a factor in his decision.
Well, I wouldn't say it's not a factor. I mean, he's going to get the maximum amount this year, but if he had wanted a maximum amount for 5 years, clearly, the choice would have been with the Miami Heat.
Now let's talk about what he leaves behind, the Miami Heat. What do they do?
It's tough because more than likely what will happen is Chris Bosh, who came to the Heat as part of that 2010 Big Three confab, is probably going to leave. The chances are he's going to end up in Houston. Dwayne Wade is going to stay, and he is the cornerstone and remains that. But everybody understands that Dwayne Wade is not 2006 Dwayne Wade. I know this. If you go on social media, if you go on Twitter, I think there's a report out there that in the last few hours, the Miami Heat Twitter account has lost 300,000 followers since the announcement.
Oh, no.
Since the announcement that LeBron is going back to Cleveland.
Describe to me what the night's going to be like when LeBron James walks into the AAA as a Cleveland Cavalier.
We're not Cleveland. We don't have the visceral feelings of emptiness and LeBron betraying us. We don't have that kind of relationship with LeBron as a region. Look, he came here kind of as a mercenary. And the mercenary has found a better deal. And so God bless him for it. That's fine. But now you're on the other team, and those years where you helped the Heat be the elite of the NBA are gone. They're in our memory banks. And now you're just another guy that we don't root for. We root against.
Armando Seguero, thanks. And stand down. LeBron watch is officially over. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?